With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the After Party Podcast, the Power Trip Morning Show. It's a Friday. You see us all, but there's a face that you might not recognize. Zach's. Unless you watch a gentleman with a huge bulge in his Speedo jump into a pool.
What? Huh? Your home videos?
Sir, would you please announce yourself and introduce yourself to everybody out there?
Hi, I'm Spencer Cramber. I'm the actor he's referring to.
Yeah, he's an actor!
Acting!
You Google it, AJ. I don't think it's...
Hey, you gotta
go to the dark
web. So he did a...
dark web. What is it?
He did a spot for Big Lots, which is a great store, by the way.
Oh, there it is.
And as you can see, he jumps into a pool in nothing but a Speedo.
Hang on.
Oh, wow, that is you.
Wait till you see the bulge in this guy's pants.
I love that Chris is shockingly focused on...
Come on, man. It looks like he's got a roll of quarters in his Speedo.
That's not large.
Dimes.
For me.
Okay,
yeah, we're ready. Roll it.
This is Googling
what's going on?
Big Lots belt flop.
Look at that.
I'm the guy.
Look at that. Look at that.
Jesus.
Look at that. And
that's a legit belly flop,
dude. That probably actually hurt.
Well, so yes,
all right. I don't know, Spencer. At the end there, you did kind of
form.
Yeah.
That's there. Last second. You kind of lost form.
I agree. It's
look at you there.
So we did three takes, and each one for the first couple, they had us go a little bit higher, and then on the third one, it was perfect. Perfect.
What did
form,
you jump
everything.
Off of?
A platform. Just they kept on raising this platform. And every time I looked down at this thing, I was expecting my daughter, and I just thought that's just a pool of money. I am just diving into Scrooge McDuck style.
Yeah, right.
So that makes it a lot easier. We did the third take and it was perfect. They're like, cut, great, check the gate, Spence, you're good. Go dry off, get dressed. And then they came back about 20 minutes later and the adrenaline's all gone. And they say there was a power outage when they were transferring the raw footage. So we have to do it again.
Oh,
and then
Jesus.
It became, at a certain point, you're not a human anymore. You're a meat puppet. And they're just like, great, let's do it again. Great, let's do it again. And so then we started getting takes like that, where the body just starts reacting. The body's just like, I know what you want to do, but I'm protecting myself.
Yeah.
And your legs just are doing things. So luckily the stunt coordinator stepped in and he was like, nope, one more. And we did one more.
There's a stunt coordinator on a commercial.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
For almost anything. For a belly flop, for a hammock being disconnected, for a lot of, just really simple things.
You know what really would be helpful for our viewers and listener? So Spencer is from here. You grew up here, right? Spencer lives in L.A. now. He's an actor. He does all kinds of different things. He's been on television shows, movies?
No movies.
No movies yet. Television shows. But also, even more fascinating to me, is your acting teaching, the teaching that you do, and not on a small level. Like, I looked at your resume, and you have taught and are still teaching at some really large schools.
Thanks for looking at my resume.
That I was did, man. Cool. I was looking up nudes for you.
That's all you want is just like, somebody acknowledge my special skills, which Tai Chi is one of them.
Yeah.
Everyone's got some form of a martial art on their special skills.
Okay.
But I have a great passion. One thing you guys do amazing on the show is talking about education, higher education, arts and education. And there are real...
That is definitely us.
Yeah.
It's definitely the guy sitting above all.
Yeah, the vulture behind me.
Right.
But you guys also, I mean, you got the musician, the stand-up comedian, and there are alternate routes to get to be a performer. And there's so many obstacles to get... Once you find your art and your passion, it's not about doing it. It's about getting the opportunity to do it.
Mm.
The opportunity to be on stage if you love music, if you want to be a stand-up comedian. So helping just youth traverse those pitfalls. So I teach at UCLA. I'm coming back to Minnesota State, Mankato, Ohio. Yeah, it's been a real blessing, and hopefully I get to keep doing it more.
Wow.
Where did you go to school for acting?
First, Minnesota State, Mankato.
Same.
That was the off-air bit.
Yeah, right.
Inside joke.
I don't remember you there. And then I went to go to grad school at UCLA, so I'm a Bruin.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's sweet.
I got a million questions, so please jump in.
Are there any, like, have you helped teach anyone who you're like, hey, that fucker in that commercial, I know that.
Yeah, Al Pacino.
Oh, all the time.
Pacino, yeah.
You taught Pacino?
Well, like one of my friends, have you guys ever seen Veep?
Yeah.
So Tim Simons, who's the really tall guy on that.
Yeah.
Filthy one. I used to work with him all the time. He was also a session director.
That dude is hilarious. And that,
he's great.
His character arc.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And that show is brilliant.
Yeah. And he's such a sweet guy.
Really?
But he's really quick. That show's phenomenal. Mm. I've worked. One thing that's weird, because I also cast. That's one thing that to let everyone know is my day job, which every artist kind of needs. You need something to pay the rent. So I cast commercials. And so I've worked on voiceover. I'm what's called the session director. When you come in for an audition, you don't meet the casting director. You meet the session director they hire to take care of the actors. So I direct actors. I give them adjustments. And then I let them out the door. So I've got to be Stephanie Courtney. I remember auditioning the Dos Equis Most Interesting Guy in the World.
Really?
For his final callback.
Wow.
So yeah, I got to before,
you know, Flo from Progressive.
Yeah, Stephanie Courtney. She's really sweet.
Oh, that's who she was. I was just throwing out a name. That's the actual gal.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh wow.
She's a groundling, and I have a lot of friends.
What does that mean?
But she's a performer at the improv troupe that like Kate McKinnon and a bunch of other people came from. So she's really good at improv. She, and one of her little fun stories that I've heard through friends is she was ready to be done. Stephanie Courtney Flo from Progressive.
Yeah.
She was ready to leave the industry. She was packed up and she got this one final audition for Progressive.
Wow. That's life changing money too, man.
She never left.
What the, and I know she's probably tired of hearing it, but the attractive gal from AT&T.
Yeah, Lily.
Yeah, you know her?
I don't know her, a friend who dated her.
Oh. Okay.
And I had to play her a lot.
Did your friend have big hands?
As the guy who's running the audition and you're auditioning the ancillary characters, like the accountants or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm the one who has to be off camera reading her lines.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I've had to play all these people more than meet them, which is weird.
Interesting.
Well, there are so many layers to even shooting commercials that I would never have guessed.
It's $1 million. Every commercial is referred to as a small film. They don't look at it as a commercial. They refer to it in callbacks and in pre-production meetings as a small film because it is millions of dollars. I was in a Vodafone commercial once, downtown LA, 3-day shoot, hundreds of extras. We had an elephant. We had a prosthetic elephant butt. It was rained out about 2 days.
You get to take that home?
Never made it to air.
Never
made it to air. I contacted the director months later because I wanted the footage. And I'm like, whatever. And he's like, didn't work in post. That's literally just taking like the Joker, a pile of money, and just
burning
gas on it.
It's just waste, right? Yep.
AJ, you might know this. Somebody help me. Who's I think his name is Mike. He used to work for the Wolves. He's done a billion commercials now. He's in that Doritos commercial.
Mm.
He's a super good dude. I'm blanking on his last name. No, it's not.
Mike Zahn?
No, it's not Mike Zahn.
Do
you know who I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
No, it's not Michael Hunt.
Oh.
The hell is that dude's
Mike
name?
Mike D'Antoni.
He was a super nice guy.
Is it Mike be blowing me?
No.
Well, you're looking at, you guys know that bit you play. Nobody's talking to you, Kevin. No one asks you, Kevin.
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin that he's referring to is his name's Michael Seeloff, tall blonde kid, and he's from Minnesota. So Kevin in that sound bit is from Minnesota.
Wow.
Yeah. There's a whole troop of us out in, we have a group called Mini Angeles.
Really?
Out in LA.
Mike Rylander, by the way.
Yeah,
Mary Mack.
I bowled with Mary Mack at Mini Angeles in LA.
Wow. Mary Matt kicks ass.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, Mike Rylander.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Dude, he's the best.
Mike's
a great friend. Yeah.
He's been in a billion commercials.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
he
was an in-arena host with Natalie, right? The two of them used to do the on-the-court stuff at the Wolves games, and I think he did it for the Clippers for a little bit, too. But he's been in, I know AJ is trying to pull him up right now. You'd know the face. He's been in a million commercials.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
He was in Parks and Rec.
He got into doing what I do. He's also a session director now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
he's a handsome bastard.
Yeah, he's a goofball.
He looks a little bit like Wally Szczerbiak, a little bit.
Yeah, never quite realized that. So so there's a whole contingency of us out there who are trying to make it, you know, and we all have real jobs and we all do the hustle and go to
the dance. Do you really? That's interesting. I can't read any of what to say.
Tom Jergsoff.
Thanks.
Tom Jergsoff.
Oh, Brad McDonald. Yeah. Brad is also an awesome guy. He's another person out there who, and he's really nice. Brad is someone who will send me a beautiful message every birthday and like really write something out. And he's, as the person points out, he's one of the taller guys in the Progressive commercial who's kind of like he's another Minnesotan dude.
So you audition these folks, but you don't actively find the people.
No, that's the casting director. They put out the submissions. Then when they finally come in, it's that's when they meet me.
And again, I'm
but
still astounded.
Bring in friends. I will have a list. Right. And when something comes up that I think of somebody, you know, if I'm looking for a 50, you know, year old guy with a bunch of tattoos and a small wiener.
Yeah. I'm your guy.
Like, I know a guy.
I know a guy. Yeah. And I'm available, by the way, for that role. And I have no pride.
One thing that's weird right now is that casting or just and it has become because of the pandemic so much more available. I'm interviewing people across the country now.
Yeah.
The other day we were casting for John Deere and literally we're just interviewing farmers through Zoom and everything else. So every actor has now that has their like home studio set up because everyone's doing self tapes or auditions on Zoom. So
wait, he does self.
You two, Hawk and Saw specifically, I think Zach's dabbled. You guys have told me for years you're a huge fan of the casting couch.
Love it.
Now, yeah. Spencer, it sounds like you have a lot of experience with casting couches.
There was one time when I used to manage a casting facility, and we had to move a couch as a prop for the audition from one studio to another. And as I pushed it by, these three ladies sitting in the lobby above, they all just watched it go by and went,
Well, like, we know what that's for.
Yeah.
Now, is the commercial casting couch world, maybe not now, but was it ever like the cliches about the movie industry casting couch or not really? Did it ever get dicey for commercials?
Here's one thing that's funny. I became single at the point of the Me Too movement, and that was a horrible time to be single in casting.
Oh, yeah.
Because you become friends with people, but you have to be so professional.
Especially
now when somebody comes in and there's things that come up where it is like we were talking about a performer lately being Me Too'd, and it's you have to be. I've had to audition kids for ESPN making out in a dorm room. And it's literally you bring in a bunch of people into the room and you say, OK, you're going to be paired up. And you're going to be paired up when you come in. I'll slate you. You slit down and you're just going to start making out. That was an audition.
14 years old.
No. These were college students. And it was like
an adult. So
imagine being an actor, 20 years old, showing up and you just get to make out with somebody else.
That sounds incredible.
It was
from a dude's perspective. It sounds great.
Yeah.
Fair.
From a lady's perspective, not so good.
You get the Zach Halvorsen. Oh, fuck. I quit. I'm going back home. I had a buddy of mine who tried the acting circuit a while back, and he told me that there were a lot of times where you know, this is back before like the internet is what it is, but you would go and it'd be like, hey, they need this in a role, and you get there and it's fucking porn. Is that still a thing?
No, that's if you're trying to get the auditions yourself, and then you got to be really careful about filtering. If you have representation, a manager, an agent that's looking out for you, then they won't. But some people, there's that cusp, man. There's that soft porn. There's the simulated sex that.
Talk more about that.
Yeah, that's why Zach's here.
I have a buddy who was in The Social Network, and he's a really good actor, great performer. But back in the 80s,
Garfield.
Yep. But he had to be in like a Cinemax because he just didn't have any credits. So he was in a soft porn, but he was not a performer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just like the goofy sidekick, but that's a credit.
Wow. Yeah.
It's on there now.
Wow.
You know, so there's.
Yeah.
It is sad to hear. I have heard of female friends from Minnesota who go out there and all of a sudden you start getting talked into certain things. Missy Peterman.
Yeah.
When she did Fargo. She was supposed to be topless.
No kidding.
I believe, and Missy, if you're listening to this, she also was Minnesota State Mankato.
Yeah, of course, love her, yeah.
And she got on set, and she went aside, and she said she called her agent, and they contacted the casting, and they said, okay, great, we'll just kind of arrange it. So, and you don't see her topless. But I believe she said, when I talked to her once, she was like, they initially wanted her topless for that scene in Fargo. And she said, no, thank you. And that's a huge thing. Imagine her. She doesn't have credits.
Yeah.
She's working with the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
Right. And that took a huge strength for her to say. Like,
yeah, because they could have easily gone, well, fuck,
we'll find somebody that will. Right.
That is one of the craziest things that actors have to deal with. When I was on Criminal Minds, it was a small co-star, one line.
A great show.
And there's 20 extras sitting behind me. I've seen this on set where if you give them any reason, you flub a line or they're just not feeling it or you look nervous, they'll just say, hey, let's put you back in your trailer. You come up, you say this line, and they'll just remove you.
That's kind of what we do with Sauce's sports updates. Wow. That if he fucks up, we just let Zach do it.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
Zach just always is.
It's worked out real well.
You got to have extras around.
Speaking of replacements, this is a podcast, so this makes no sense for you listening in the future. But how about breaking news? AJ just sent me this too. Mike Richards, the host of Jeopardy, stepping down effective immediately, basically saying the negative attention isn't worth it, and he's walking away.
You don't need that ass. I don't care how much they pay you.
Basically said, thanks for the opportunity, dream job, blah, 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 blah. But as a result of all the negative attention, it's not worth it. I'm going to move away from this, and the search will continue, I guess. So.
Wow.
That's kind of a quick turnaround.
What I thought money.
Didn't some other stuff? Genius.
I don't know.
Some
the whole
other
story.
Stuff happen, though? Didn't they claim that, like, he'd said some, like, mean things on, like, an old podcast? Isn't that part of this?
I have no idea.
I thought I read
that. I don't know.
I live near Sony Studios in Culver City, and I drove by the other day.
Oh,
and
is that where they invented the Butterburger?
I'll find out. That sounds really... Oh, yeah.
Zach, could you step in and do a better joke than that,
yeah,
please?
Help out.
There's a dude standing outside of the gate for Sony where they tape Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, and he was totally dressed in a suit with a sign saying, I want to be the next Jeopardy host. It was like,
was
I just
it
standing
Nick
out
Swartzen?
There.
Wow.
No.
It was it LeVar Burton? just waiting.
What do you think? Who should the host be?
I don't know.
Mayim?
Yeah, sure. I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I didn't see her actually do it, but right. She seems like she'd be
I'd
okay.
be curious if she wants, because she was supposed to do the specials, which might be better for her schedule. She might not want to be that. She might be like, I just want to do it a little bit. Sure. I don't want to, which maybe they should just have a
That's
rotation.
Sort of like my wife. You were talking about being on Criminal Minds, which I kid you not, that is a great show. Could you, and again, I know, regardless of whether it was a small part or a big part or whatever, tell me the list of shows that you've been on.
Well, I was telling Corey when we were in Vegas, I was just on an Amazon show called Them.
Yeah.
Which was a trippy experience. We shot that before the pandemic it came out. After the pandemic, I literally forgot I was on it. Even I was looking at all the billboards on Santa Monica Boulevard that were saying Them. I was like, oh shit, that's my show. Them, Criminal Minds, Young and the Restless, and probably about 40 to 50 commercials.
What'd you do on Young and the Restless?
I was a cop. I was a security guard at a bank in Minnesota. So I went into audition, and I knew it was a Minnesotan security guard at a bank. It's the storyline. This is like 2007, where two young lovers trying to go wisdom, Emilio Estevez and Demi Moore up to Canada, and they're robbing banks. So they stop by a bank in Minnesota, and he's shot. She drops a gun. I'm supposed to go for it. And that was literally it. And then I think I got taken out somehow. So it was a one-time thing. And in the audition, the casting director was like, so you're from Minnesota? And I go, yeah. And she goes, can you Minnesotaize us at all? And I go, what do you mean, like drop an oofta? And she was like, yeah, do that. So I just started dropping like ooftas and you betchas in my script.
Right.
And,
like,
and then
so
next
when she dropped the gun, you were like, oh, sure, I'll pick
oh,
that
yeah,
up.
Oh, shot. Oh, I got that there.
Oh, shoot. Get your gun. Dropped your gun. Let me get it for you.
Yeah,
there.
Woof.
And on the drive home, they're like, yeah, you booked it. And I was like, shoot, being a Minnesotan.
How great of a feeling is that?
That's
got to be the best feeling ever.
It's the best. Yeah. When you find out that you want to hear the word booking. But then the big thing that a lot of actors have to know is that you don't cash the check. You don't spend the money until you see your face on the screen. You get edited out. You can get. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff that ends up on the cutting room floor. So make frame, make edit. That's your goal.
So I'm sure that's. Go ahead.
Sorry. If you get edited out, do you get like.
No, you get no residuals.
Hourly, nothing?
Nope.
But you get the initial paycheck.
You get the session fee for being there the day of. Okay. But yeah, there's no residuals or anything else like that. I was in a Nike commercial with LeBron James, and we were all basically like 20
Sick
extras.
Break.
Wow.
I got to play the videographer. If you Google Nike chalk, I got to be the videographer next to LeBron James as he does the chalk throw up. And they tried to downgrade all of us. So we had to go to SAG and contest it. And a bunch of us got upgraded. But there was one guy.
SAG.
Yeah. SAG.
Just at the right moment, you couldn't see him. And he got it out. We all made probably about 20,000. He made nothing.
No kidding.
So that happens quite a bit.
Well, that sucks.
That must be nice. Mm-hmm.
You got it out.
I'm going to be chalk guy.
Hmm.
Speaking of LeBron, did you see Space Jam 2?
No.
It sucked. Don't.
I liked it.
Buzz. You liked it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
I saw the Suicide Squad the other night.
And?
Yeah. I loved it.
So, yeah, I'm the only one. It's me.
But I had all the expectations of the gore and everything else.
Yeah, you knew that was coming. Yes. Yeah, right, yeah.
Spencer also watched a pig. You watched Pig.
Oh, yeah. Do you like Pig?
There's nothing worse than you put your review out there as a tweet. Like, really, really good. Your friends quote you on the radio saying it. And then one of the guys goes sees it and is like, it's okay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I got to stop reviewing things. It's really, really good. It's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The ending has a little bit of a twist to it that can make you go, eh. So, but it's Cage is great. If you want to see Cage be leaving Las Vegas good again,
oh god, that was great.
You'll just enjoy this performance and just sit back and just say, I'm just going to enjoy a little bit of a story.
Spencer, I know we obviously we heard you went to Minnesota State Mankato. Where'd you grow up?
Glenwood near Alexandria, a small little town. How was Alexandria?
Alexandria
was
great.
How'd the show go?
So good. We played there twice this summer, and I just, man, wonderful. It was a long day, obviously, but man, that little fairgrounds there was actually a pretty big fairground.
What time did you get there at?
I made it an hour before showtime, so it was exactly what we needed. If I hadn't done that hour, no, I didn't shower.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah, I went straight there.
Dude, that's gross.
There.
That is gross.
Yeah. And then you drove.
Yeah, Abigail and Sarah Jane and I rode up together, and they... Yeah, I know. But no, it was a good show. It's been a great run of shows.
And tonight you're in?
Tonight it's a private show in Blaine. Tomorrow we're in, it's in my mind somewhere.
What's going to happen the first night when you have nothing to do and there's no Abigail around?
So, I don't know. That's not till.
He'll research more casting couch.
Yep.
Yeah, I got a lot of research.
He'll watch witch porn.
Yeah, yeah. I think the first day I'll have nothing to do is Monday, so I guess I'll just listen to the floorboards creak. I guess I don't know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Stop. Why do you do it? Why do you play it? Why do you do it? I don't know. Yeah, you know. Anyway, but so you grew up there.
Yeah.
What made you think that you wanted to be in acting?
Couldn't think of anything else to do. When you find the thing that you just, you feel like that's what you love doing, and you know, as you do with a singer,
it's hard
to. Meryl Streep's got a great quote. She was once asked at a forum from a young actress, I'm thinking about being an actress, do you have any advice? Meryl Streep just immediately said, don't. If you have to think about it, that's not enough to do it.
Wow.
It's too hard, it's too difficult. It's not something you think about, you just do it. And then the trick is finding out what you can do to survive while you pursue that. Because only, you know, a fraction of a percent get to be the one, you know, the ones who work all the time and live off of it.
Right.
Everyone else is either you're working a flexible job that allows you to go to your auditions and do your shoots, or you're working an inflexible job where, you know, you're working for Target and you can't get away for auditions and you can't book out or anything like that. So then do stand up in the nights, you know, take a Shakespeare class, do something else if that's your passion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, casting coach.
Yeah, what are you doing right now,
What
Spencer?
Are you doing? OnlyFans?
Don't say a bad podcast.
What am I doing right now? What's that?
You have COVID.
Oh, yeah.
No. That's great news.
Motherfucker.
He's doing COVID. The COVID thing.
No, I also work as a COVID concierge technician. So I told Corey this out in Vegas, too. I go around and collect samples from people who are, that sounds like hot.
Zach, calm the fuck down.
And it's been really neat. I've got to, I can't share any names because of HIPAA, but I've got to see a lot of celebrities.
And, no kidding.
And really cool people. And they've all been super nice and respectful. But yeah, then they hand me a stick with their mucus on it and I take it to a lab.
And you huff it.
I drink it like a shot.
One for you, one for the lab. One
Can I say, you guys are so amazing in Vegas. It's just always such a great time to see you guys and how much fun you have with everybody. How you do that, I don't know, but.
That was super fun this year.
It's the best, man. Yeah, it's always good to have you out there with us, man. So what are your hopes and dreams and what are your plans for the rest of your career? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be Chris Hockey.
Oof, aim higher.
No, right now it's, again, like I told Corey, it's just getting right now. It's enjoying every single audition is the goal. Mm. It's not, I want to get this role. I want to get this job. It's that I want to find joy in telling this story in the next 60 seconds because it happens so infrequently that's when you, and then everything else just falls out as it does. Everybody moves out there wants to be either on Broadway, TV or film. One thing that I focus on and we can talk about later is what are you going to do beyond that? There was a Minnesotan kid who just graduated from Minnesota State. He came out, we got connected, we had coffee, and I just started throwing out these other options to him: stand-up, voiceover, hosting. And it clicked and he went, I want to be a host. I've always wanted to be the person who interviews a celebrity for like ET or something like that. I'm like, you can make a living off of that. Yeah. You can go in LA and find somebody who will train you how to do teleprompter work, ear prompter work. And then you can get work on that and be happy.
Yeah.
So don't just aim for TV or film. Find something else. I did an open mic a couple years ago because I was like, I want to, you know, explore a little stand up because that is a great avenue to getting a lot of work. It's also not easy. Oof. So
how'd it go?
What's that?
How'd it go?
not good. The thing with an open mic is versus like your guys show, everyone's there to at an open mic, everyone's there waiting for their moments.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're totally in their head.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are kind of just pricks. Yep. A lot of stand-up comedians come from a place of negativity, which I really gravitate to the ones who are just having fun, ripping on themselves versus like, I hate the world. So stand-up mic is open mic can get really kind of precarious like that. Mm. When you go in and they're already cheering for you, that's when it can be a hit.
Right.
That's why I love how you guys did your show.
Mm. Like open mic stand-up comedy is the weirdest fraternity that's the toughest to get into. Because you get like a group of people that are there and they've done it a while, and then somebody else comes in, they're like, who the fuck's this? Uh-huh. And then, yeah, it's a weird world, man.
When was the last time you did an open mic?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
10 to 15 years ago. I used to do it at Grumpy's, and at first they fucking hated the sight of me. Because I'd like my buddy, we'd get high or drunk, and I was obscenely hideously looking. And then there was just whatever. And then I just stopped doing it because they were all fucking
obscenely hideously looking.
I was.
You did stand-up company or comedy at Grumpy's?
Yeah. Is that what I said?
Yeah, no. That's a perfect place for you to do stand-up comedy.
Grumpy's, the bar, yeah.
Fucking C-bombs won't laugh at me.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, when you go into a place and the fans are already pulling for you, it's so much. You can say anything and they'll just laugh. But when you walk into an open mic, it's a lot of people sitting there going, I want to be funnier than you.
Yeah.
So sure. That's a hard, but if you can win over that crowd, your shit's working.
Yeah.
If you can get them laughing, then it's like, okay, that joke is working and I'll keep that bit. So I suppose just look at it as a challenge rather than a, he's sleepy.
You okay back there, Zachy?
Sex scene.
Oh crap. This was the story I was going to tell you guys.
He just ignores you.
So I got booked to be a boom operator in a music video for Shane Ward that they shot down in the Viceroy in Santa Monica. Shane Ward was the winner of like the British American Idol.
Okay.
15, 16 years ago. I didn't know who he was either. I had to Google it earlier. I get there and they're like, I'm a boom operator for this scene. And in the video, he sees a girl, they chase each other through this hotel and then through all these little crazy scenarios. And one of them is a fake porn scene being shot at the hotel. And I was booked as the boom mic operator for the fake porn shoot. And they had two real porn stars there. I don't remember their names. I can see you're already looking to ask. He was probably about 45 and looked like Brutus the Barber Beefcake. She was 23 and really pretty. They're both there in robes. They started doing the simulated sex scene. Everybody's watching from everywhere that they can. The clients, the staff of the hotel, they all look like Muppets, just their head stacked. And it's all simulated.
So explain exactly what that means.
The prosthetics and, you know.
No, Bryce, not you. Expert.
Not the perv.
Not you. My
the
God.
They're, calm they're, down, they're please. They'd be completely naked. They're just, there's no penetration. Right.
And so, like, my marriage.
And the whole time I kept on thinking, like, there's these other guys that are the cast is like the director and the cameraman, and they got these glasses on and these hats, and they're all looking goofy. And I'm sitting there with a boom mic, and even the director a couple times, he's like, yeah, tap her on the head with it. I'm like, this is going to end up.
Oh, my God.
This is going to so end up, like, am I going to be on Jay Leno one day?
There it goes.
Yeah. Yep.
Uh-oh.
So.
There goes your shot at Dave Berkowitz.
No, that'll probably help. And as I'm biking home on Venice Beach, I look down and I realize that I'm still wearing the sunglasses that I meant to wear during shoot so I could be more incognito. And I'm like, well, that's going to end up someday. Now I'm going to get to tell you about that.
Yeah.
So that's the closest I've done to doing any form of adult work.
Mm. Well, cool. You're still young.
That's on tape.
So how do you shoot a sex scene? Can you tell me about that?
Show me.
Can you whisper it?
Dear God.
Zach, you need help.
Yeah. Last question, and then we can wrap this up. Do you like living in LA? Do you like living in California? You technically don't live in LA. You know what I mean? Do you like it living out there?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Traffic sucks.
Yeah.
The traffic during this quarantine has been the best.
Yeah.
There's one thing to preserve. Well, we take 50,000 actors off the road going from the Valley to Santa Monica to Hollywood. Yeah. You know, and they can just audition from home. That makes it a lot easier. And you miss Minnesota. Minnesota's home. You know, I still have the Star Trib app and I still listen to you guys, you know, because you guys keep me connected and all of us out there in Los Angeles to back here. Mm. So, you know, as long as I'm listening to you, it's like I'm never really away from home.
What kind of a cultural impact is the Power Trip Morning Show having on Southern California?
Great question.
Like, is it a visceral thing where you can see it, feel it?
Yeah, the billboards that you guys have up around
awesome.
There, great.
That's awesome.
We can't get one here.
Yep.
Yeah, we can't get them here. I had to buy them myself because I lost fantasy football.
The most expensive area to put one.
A lot of confused Los Angelenos driving around going, who are these white guys?
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to contact you, would is that something you do?
Absolutely. My last name is Kramer, K with a K, K-R-A-M. And my website is SpencerKramer.com. They can reach me through there. Teach at universities, do private sessions, not like that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Operate a boom mic.
K-R-A-M-B-E-R.
Spencer Kramer.
Yeah, that's right.
Rhymes with
K-R-A-M-B-E-R.
And,
yeah,
my reel's up on there and everything else. So
it's great to see you.
Thank you, guys. You're,
yeah,
the,
you're
best.
The best, man.
We always appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to see you, and we'll see you again real soon. And good luck and everything.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm glad we're friends. Thank you. That's about all we got for the show today.
You ruined it, Zach.
That right there is Zach. And as you can see, there's a lot of fire smoke in the sky because for some reason he's red.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Getting to see
could you do me a favor and go oompa look? You just go oompa, oompa, oompa dee doo.
Zach,
are you the devil?
Zach, look right into the camera.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't smile. Yeah, yeah. Put the microphone down. Watch my see.
Yeah, look at him. Oh, what the hell? Where'd he go? He disappeared.
Zach, do you know how to do your model look?
No,
all right.
I don't
so stare into the camera.
I don't
smile
want
smile with
steel.
Just your mouth, not your eyes. Give me good. Now raise your eyebrows. Now take away your smile. That's your model look.
Oh, my
are you kidding me? That's
God.
Really it.
Okay, now watch. Okay, so now Zach, smile again. Now
yeah.
Lose the eyebrows. Now lose the smile. Now stay 100 yards away from the middle school.
Right. Now put masturbating in my yard.
Oh, dear God. I'm frightened. Love you guys. Have a great week,
bye.
And we'll see you Monday.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.